I'm Marco Werman with The World. Korean flavors are hot these days. American chefs are making tacos, hamburgers, even Bloody Marys with Korean touches. But the ingredients behind those flavors can't always be transported easily across continents. So one woman in California is growing her own Korean vegetables and learning more about Korea and herself along the way. Alyssa Jung Perry has our story.
Kristen Leach's farm is on a one-acre plot in rural Alameda County. She's tanned and weathered from spending day after day out here, often alone.
I'm just generally kind of a private person, and so I guess I just do feel a little more comfort around plants than people, which is probably part of why I have this job.
Kristen doesn't cultivate corn, tomatoes, and kale. Instead, there are rows of organic Korean chili peppers, melons, and cabbage for kimchi.
We have two rows of this type of just open-pollinated Napa cabbage called Aichi, and then we have two.
It started when she moved to the Pacific Northwest for college, and she saw a sesame-like herb called perilla growing in a community garden.
Pretty much a lot of older Korean ladies in this garden, and everyone just grew perilla. Unbeknownst to me at the time, it's just sort of one of the more ubiquitous plants and ingredients in Korean food. So it's just very beloved.
She didn't know about perilla because even though she was born in Korea, she didn't grow up eating Korean food.
I was adopted in 1982, and I was born in July, and I was adopted in November, I think. So.
Kristen grew up in a blue-collar family on Long Island in New York, eating things like mac and cheese, hot dogs, and spaghetti.
I remember just my grandma would make us spaghetti with meat sauce, and it just seemed like really special.
Food has always played an important part in her life in terms of identity. She doesn't talk much about herself and about being adopted, but when she does, it's careful and considered, and it's often through the lens of farming.
I think that coming at it from like the place of like connecting to plants was just the safest place, sort of point of entry for me, just because it could be personal. I didn't have to like go out and interact with other people. So it was something that I could just sort of do on my own and research and then grow something, but I didn't have to like explain it to anybody or talk about it even. I just got to grow it and relate to the plant. So these are the Korean chamoy melon.
She started with a small home garden using a catalog from an Asian seed company in Oakland.
And so I just like ordered everything that said it was Korean, basically. So it made it fairly easy. I just feel like finding that catalog was finding like a little treasure map or something.
She eventually rented a plot of land and named it Namu, after a Korean restaurant she now partners with. Namu means tree in Korean. The farm has helped her tap into something that she really couldn't get at before.
It has connected me with so many people that share with me their own experiences, that trust me with the things that impact them as a Korean or Korean-American.
And it's led her to travel back to Korea for the first time since she was adopted. In 2014, she went to meet with some Korean farmers there. Now they're collaborating on a project to preserve native Korean seeds back in California. Her tiny farm has connected her to a whole new community.
Many people just like email out of nowhere. You know, strangers would contact me and say that they were Korean or that they were Korean American. People I didn't know would like offer to share seeds with me. You know, like people felt like they had a place that they could like put something of their own story.
For The World, Alyssa Jung Perry, Sanol, California.